Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with the American farmer, creating products from his crops, creating markets for his crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
You're tuned to Morning Edition on AM 580. I'm Dan Simeone. It's time now for us to get our first look at what's happening on the Chicago Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange this morning. With our opening commodity market report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. Kansas City March wheat open at 4:39, down 3 3/4 up on the open. July 4:43 up 3 1/2. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 370, up 2 on the open. May, 382, up 2 1/2. July, 391, up 1 1/4. September, 399, down 1/2. December, 411, up 1 1/4. March, 419, up 3/4 on the open. March corn opened at 225 1/4, down 1 1/4 on the open. May, 235 1/2, down 1 3/4. July, 245 1/2, down 3/4. September, 252, down 1/4. December, 260 3/4, down 1. March, 266 3/4, down 1/2 on the open. March oats open at 190, down 2 on the open. May, 192 1/2, up 1. March soybeans opened at 595, down 6 1/4 on the open. May, 609, down 5 1/2. July, 619, down 5. November, 624, down 5 1/2 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 182.70, down 260 on the open. May, 185, down 220. March soybean oil opened at 23.17, down 16 on the open. May, 23.60, down 11. Over on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeder cattle open at 107.50, up 17 1/2 on the open. April, 107.85, up 20. May, 108.45, down 7 1/2 on the open. February live cattle opened at 90.20, up 25 on the open. April, 87.85, up 15. April lean hogs open at 63.75, up 57 1/2 on the open. May, 68.20 on change. June, 70.95, up 30. July, 68.75, up 27 1/2 on the open. And March pork bellies open at 85, up 165 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Want to start in that soybean pit where we see the gap to the upside that we created on Friday has been filled this morning in the March contract. We're now under the 50-day moving average, approaching that over in the May contract. Who's selling this market today?
Well, I think we're seeing a lot of selling just evolving out of the additional bird flu talk that we saw over the weekend. France, India reporting first cases, those swans being confirmed that they had that. So that's a lot of stuff, basically, what's going on there. Poultry demand is off 20 to 60% in some of the areas where this bird flu's developed. And that leaves a very weak feeling towards what's going to happen in the bean meal market and what's happening out there, Dave. So I think we're seeing a little bit of liquidation by some of the traditional funds. The bean market wasn't really pushed by the index funds. So this is probably just some speculative, commercial, and just regular fund activity all together.
This move down puts us back in the pennant formation that we've been following for the last several weeks, and we're heading for, an apex around, 596.5, thereabouts. When we get there, do we head lower or do we head higher?
Well, you tell me what the funds are going to do come the end of the day, Dave, and I'll tell you exactly now what we should do. But the fact of the matter is, if we close solidly below there and with these concerns out here, if we would happen to see the fund managers, which a lot of times as they break the 50-day moving average do, move to one side or the other, start to pull back, why the gains we saw over last week at 12 cents we moved up. The funds bought 9,700 contracts last week. If they decide to liquidate those, we're down 12 cents from where we got to, plus a little more probably.
The wheat, the bright spot this morning thus far, as we go ahead and look, we see over in Kansas City, the March up 3.25. At Chicago, the March up 3, the May up 3.5. Wheat stronger today on fundamental news?
Well, I think that, we talked about the possible winter kill. Iraq is still hanging out there saying that we're going to get some of the business on that one tender, but it looks like we might not get as much as some would like. There definitely was, has been some problems with this wheat and the crop ratings along the way. Kansas City definitely being the leader of the two along the way as far as the fundamentals being poor and the soft red getting drug along with it. But we are definitely seeing some strong fundamentals in comparison in the wheat compared to the fundamentals in the corn or the beans, Dave.
What are you seeing as the upward objective on the wheat charts for the May?
Well, for the May here, I think some are projecting 394. I look at this and I sit and marvel because our export business just doesn't seem to be adequate to really produce the rally that we've seen in this wheat market.
We're hearing over in Kansas City in the lead option, 475 is not out of the question.
There are some fundamentals and reactions to the Kansas City. There are a lot more out there than there are for the soft red, Dave.
So the question then becomes, does wheat still have enough legs in it to pull corn up? And at least this morning, the answer is no.
Somewhat of a question might be to answer that is, as we look at what the funds bought on Friday as far as the corn and only was able to rally at 3 cents, the 16,000-17,000 contracts in a 3 cent rally. That isn't too good. And as far as the wheat, India is tendering this week for 500,000 metric tons also, Dave.
I guess if there was a bright spot is that corn seems to have more bullishness longer term after the Outlook Forum from last weekend. And I guess the number that most folks are looking at very hardly is the usage number, and that's 660 million bushels above this year. Are you buying that kind of a increase in usage for next year?
Well, I think two things have to happen. Number one, the ethanol plants that are online to expand and to come online have to, some of those plants to come online have to move a little bit faster. That's a 34% increase in corn to be used in ethanol next year, and it looks big to start with, but if completion of these plants that have new plants coming that could be coming online, along with expansion and some of the others, and we do maximize that use, it is possible, Dave. If we actually do this, you realize that ethanol use of corn will pass the number of bushels used or that going to the export market from the U.S. next year. So that's a really big, big change over to what we're looking at and, could really use a little more of the corn. It's something we really like to see. We'd like to see some E85 being used more and less dependence on foreign oil. That'd sure help American farmer and the other just American consumer.
Looks like quite a bit of soybeans moved last week, particularly late in the week. Is the basis going to get sloppy here?
Yeah, I'm sure it probably will, especially after today. And the one thing that's going to help the basis here today probably is in a lower market, farmers aren't going to sell. So there isn't going to be a lot moving, so we don't need to really chop up the basis. But with all the stuff that's moved over the last that way, had the market continued on up, the basis would have got much sloppier.
What advice do you have for producers today?
Oh, I think we have to sit back and see how the technical changes are and what looks at things. We're probably sold heavily enough at this point in time, so we're going to sit back and watch today.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. He'll join us again this afternoon at 2:06 on the Closing Market Report.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri-Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
Let's go ahead and look at the current tick March wheat in Kansas City. 440 up 4.75. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade, 374.5 up 6.5. May, 385 up 5.5. March corn, 226.25 down 0.25. May, 236.75 down 0.5. July, 246 down 0.25. December, 261.5 down 0.25. March beans, 594 down 7.25. May, 607.25 down 7.25. July, 617.5 down 6.5. November, 624.5 down 5. March soybean meal, 181.90 down 3.40. March soybean oil, 107.45 up 12.5. At the Merck, March feeders, 107.45 up 12.5. The Feb live cattle, 90.05 up 10. April lean hogs, 63.40 up 22.5. Outside markets, March crude oil, 60.80 up 92 cents. The U.S. dollar, 27 cents firmer at 90.68. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, on the web at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.